All right, it's great now to be talking with Dave Woods, the Director of Athletics and the football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. And Dave, welcome back.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be back. Thank you.
Well, it is great to be back. It's a great time of year, and congratulations on the win, big win over Maynard. And I know that they're a familiar foe. You play these guys every week. No, but how'd that work out for preparation? How do you do that?
I spoke with them early in the week, and we traded some films, and that's pretty much how it is with every team, but at least with some of the other teams, you have some history and you know a little bit of what to expect. So it was all brand new for them, it was all brand new for us. But watching film and you know, you watch a couple of game films and you kind of get a pretty good feel for what type of team they are. It's always different than when you don't get to see a team live. You know, when you get to see a team live, you get a more true sense of what they're really like. But it worked out. Obviously, it worked out well.
Well, obviously, yeah, and I want to get to that in a second. But I want to follow up on that because I'm curious. When you say that you haven't seen a team, you watch them on video, and then you train, you practice during the week. And let me ask you, in person, live on Friday evening when you played, is it what you expected? Is it what you planned for? Did you plus minus in between? How did the preparation match up with what the actual physical confrontation turned out to be?
I think it was pretty good. I think Coach Dugan, our defensive coordinator, I think he did a great job. He had a great defensive game plan, and we knew they were a good team. And I even said after the game, they're a very good team. So for us to win that big, I think we had a tremendous week of preparation, probably the best week of practice we had all year. And we have just about everybody back healthy, which also helps. And then, you know, the game kind of played out not the way we thought, but their strengths were what they thought they were, and our strengths. You know, the matchups that we had that we thought we had an advantage on worked out that way. So, and again, our kids really came to play. I mean, they played one of their best games overall all year. So it's nice when what was the guy from the A-team used to say? It's nice when the plan comes together like that.
There you go. Well, let's start with Steve Woods, senior captain, quarterback, an incredible night. Obviously he was zeroed in. Tell me about his performance, your receivers, and your offensive line.
Sure. Again, I thought, you know, we thought we had some matchups, with some speed with our receivers that we could take advantage of, and Steven did a tremendous job spreading the ball around. We only threw the ball 16 times, but he hit 6 different receivers, and again, he does a good job of just getting the ball into the hands of our playmakers and let them make plays, and they did that Friday night for sure. But he did a great job, and the offensive line gave him plenty of time. I think we only ran 28 offensive plays, but we made the most of all of them for sure.
Yeah, I would say so. You had a lot of big chunk plays.
Yeah, yep, definitely. Christopher Rocca had took a screen pass 75 yards, and then caught another ball down the seam for 60 yards. Jason had a couple of huge plays too. So again, I think we were able to take advantage of some of the speed advantages we had and just some of the matchups that we had. But sometimes those things are there and you can't take advantage of them. So we did take advantage of them Friday night, which was nice.
All right, a couple of other questions, Coach. First of all, how was the turnout? Do you have a good crowd?
Yeah, it was decent. It wasn't huge. Of course, they're coming from pretty far away, and but it was a good crowd. It was a good, you know, I don't remember what the number was, but the stands were full.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think when we played St. Mary's, it was a little fuller, but that's all right. That's a local rival, yeah.
Yeah. And the preparation this time for year in general, Dave, before we get to this week's opponent, before this playoff format, with the old playoff format, you play a whole regular season and Thanksgiving. And so your kids have had a full season of coaching, a full season of working together, and so on. But now you go into the tournament after Game 6 or Game 7, and, you know, it's still like sort of the middle of the season. How is the preparation different, if at all, in this tournament playoff system for you, Coach, compared to what it was? You know what I'm trying to say here? Is it different, the same, or whatever?
Sure. So, again, with the statewide tournament this year, you know, you're facing just different opponents, and the ranking system is different. But I think the last, 8 or 10 years, it's kind of been the same that after week 7 or week 8, the playoffs start.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our staff is kind of used to that. the kids, obviously, it's new to the kids every year. It's different for the kids. But I one of the things that's happened with us this year, we started out great. I mean, the first few games we played great, and then we got hit with a lot of injuries. It just every week it seemed we were just trying to tape things together and put people wherever we could put them. And so we went through a stretch of three or four games where we were really scrambling just to get guys on the field. And I think now this past week we were back to pretty much 100% healthy, and this week we have everybody back. So I think it worked out well that way that we had those injuries. We got some other guys, some good experience, but now we're back to being at full strength. And so I think that's a big advantage for us. And our guys, some of the guys that were injured, you know, they're fresh and they're ready to go. So it's going to be fun to see how we practice and how we play this week.
Coach, looking at the North Shore and looking at the Cape Ann League and the Northeastern Conference and the Catholic Conference and all these other places, in Division Five, there are, I think, five or six schools from the North Shore, and four or five are still in it, the top four and five, including Pawtucket, I believe. And what does that mean for football around here? Because, you know, you hear about participation and all that. You hear about the privates versus the Catholics. But holy cow, there's so many schools ranked high in D5.
Yeah, you know, I've thought for a long time North Shore football is great. I mean, the teams in our surrounding area, there's so many great football teams up here. And the South Shore has had some good teams too, but I think Central and Western Mass probably don't have as many teams. So, you know, just by pure numbers, they don't have the teams. But North Shore football is tremendous. Mm-hmm. It's some of the best football in the state. And at our level and our division, I think that's playing out right now. Again, like you say, especially Division Five, there's so many teams from, you know, within a 10-mile radius of us here that are still in the playoffs and kind of the higher seed. So it's great football up there, and it's fun to be part of it.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of the kids and coaches know one another. Before I ask you about Hudson and this week's game, mention, if you would please, Coach, a lineman that I might not have heard of before who played very well for you the other night.
Sure. I mean, our whole offensive line really did a great job, but Mike DeFelice is a kid who's been battling some injuries. Again, he missed a game or two with an injury, and he was back this past week, and he played great on both sides of the ball. He's a defensive end and an offensive tackle, and he had a great game. Also, Jacob Vargas on defense was just unblockable. He was all over the place. I think he had four or five tackles for loss, and he had a great game. So those two guys, too. You know, Jacob's a senior and Mike's a junior, but they really had great games.
Excellent. Most excellent. Now, finally, as we record this on Monday, have you seen a film of Hudson? Have you been able to look at that yet?
Yeah, we spent the weekend watching a lot of film of them, and we actually got to see them play live Saturday over at Austin Prep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, that's gives you a little bit better sense of what they really are, and it's good to see them against a team that we play every year and that we've already played this year. So they're a good football team. I mean, they're 8-1 or 7-1, whatever they are now. I think they're 8-1, and they have that record for a reason. They are a very good football
mm-hmm.
team.
Yeah, it looks like they're seated at number 11, but as you say, to beat the Prep, they can't be too shabby.
Yeah, and again, the power rating system, I think, still needs to be tweaked. It's not 100% accurate. So the seeding for them at 11, I mean, I don't think that's accurate. They're probably a top four team. You know, they're as good as a team in our division. So,
okay. Well, it sounds like it's going to be quite a match. What do they run for offense?
So they're an I team. They're an I pro, I twins type team, mm-hmm. kind of a pro style offense. They like to run the ball, but they can throw the ball. Their quarterback, which I found out he's only a freshman, I still have to double check that because I'm not sure that's true because he is pretty good. And if he's only a freshman, man, he's got a bright future. He throws a great ball, and the tailback is a tough, tough, hard nosed kid. He runs, he gets his great pad level, he gets downhill fast and runs through contact, and so they're a challenge for sure.
All right, this is a home game Friday night for you guys, right?
Yes, Friday night at home, 7 o'clock.
All right. Coach, thank you so much, man. Congratulations. Keep it going.
All right. Thanks very much.
Talk to you later, Dave. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That is Bishop Fenwick, Director of Athletics and Head Football Coach Dave Woods with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.